congratulations to Florida Georgia Line scoring their 7th number one on the Media Base chart with Sundays, their 2nd number one from their gold-selling album, Anything Goes. Tyler and Brian also co-wrote Jason Aldean's latest number one hit, Burning It Down. They're having some fun.
I think you can't get stuck on the success and you can't get stuck on the things that have happened. I think we've really taken that as more motivation than, you know, letting it sink in. And, you know, we knew we were kind of on a mission in between records, getting the deluxe out and then preparing for record two. And I just think we really just try to stay in that creative place and not try to lose our spot, you know.
Well, the number one spot, certainly a good spot to be hanging out. Thomas Rhett moves to number two with Make Me Wanna. He is also nominated for the Academy of Country Music New Artist of the Year Award. He would probably like your vote. Luke Bryan at number three with I See You. Blake Shelton's Lonely Tonight with Ashley Monroe. And Randy Houser's Like a Cowboy, rounding out that top five. Toby Keith has announced all of his plans for this summer. We most recently heard he will be the 4th headliner joining us at Country Jam coming up June 18th through the 21st in Colorado. His Good Times and Pickup Lines tour will start May 29th in Mountain View, California. So far, 29 dates on the books, more to be added.
I don't go back and listen to the show every night and critique myself and try to be better every night or fix stuff. It's like, you know what? It's live. It's fun. And I know when I walk off that stage, what that reaction is all that matters to me.
Toby will be playing June 20th in Sheridan, Wyoming, working his way down for the 21st at Country Jam in Mac, Colorado. And then he will circle back into our area again in July for the 24th at Cheyenne Frontier Days. Well, that's what's going on in the world of country music, your Country Minute. I'm Jeffrey Cash, and this is Ski Country.